What is the value in weakness? I have often pondered this question. Are we who are so low and pathetic in the world so useless? Maya Mouth is in no position to speak highly of himself. He wallows in the mud, with his tongue dragging through the filthy water. He is weak and pathetic. He is a rat below all other rats. Maya Mouth knows this. Maya Mouth has lived this. And yet, Maya Mouth has embraced his nastiness in the name of lust. Naked, he tramps through the mud and the rain. He looks for the clean and mighty. He grins when he sees his betters. They scowl at his one broken tooth. They run. Oh yes, they run from Maya Mouth. They run from Maya Mouth. The lowly and pathetic Maya Mouth. A broken rat crawling through the mud. What value is there in weakness? Much, I suspect, for I have seen their fear. I have seen such respect in their eyes that it baffles me to no end. Indeed, they could strangle my mouth with their bare hands. But first, they would have to suffer the indignity of touching him. My mouth knows. He knows that he is strong in his weakness. He is like Matthew, wallowing in the disgrace of his own deficiencies. Maya Mouth shall see you soon, dear Matthew. And when he does, he shall love you as a brother under the great fat rat that gave us birth.
What was that noise? I heard a voice. I heard a terrifying voice.
Yes, I am sure you did. Your fear of me is likely leading to hallucinations. It is a healthy fear, after all.
I was so sure. I heard a... Wait. Where am I?
You are still inside my house. This is my basement where I do most of my work.
I'm restrained.
Naturally. If I did not restrain you, you would have attempted to run away, forfeiting your life. Your weakness is a natural aspect of who you are.
I was born the way I am.
Which makes it natural. I accept you as you are, weak and pathetic. You are, in this way, naturally subservient to someone like me. I am large, strong, and very healthy.
I accept this as truth. I belong to you, Master Hammond. I only ask what your intentions are for someone as pathetic as myself.
Pathetic, Kangaroo. I am going to use you, sacrifice you, in order that I may gain the merest glimpse of my God. I do this because I lust deeply for him. I have seen his great statue in Hedon and desired nothing more than to be soaked in his holy filth. I disrobed publicly before it. The denizens approached me in the rain. We were all wet with lust for the fat rat. We touched and formed into an orgy right at the spot. It was one of the most spiritually enlightening moments of my life. And yet, I did not see him. I felt him, but his eyes were cast away from me. I did not even hear his voice, as some fortunate followers have claimed. But I did not come back from Hidden alone, Matthew. I was followed by a disciple of great importance to the God of Lust, the Acolyte, the holy Acolyte of he who truly rules this world. But even he will do nothing for me. He only sits at my doorstep, chuckling, rasping. He rapes and murders under the protection of his God, and justice somehow avoids him. They cannot see him. He is too low to the ground to be seen. Buried too deep in the mud, his fur oiled by the mire, so that no hand may take hold of him. Of all the creatures of this dark world, he seems to be the only one that can truly call himself free.
Who is this creature, Master Hammond?
Why not ask him yourself?
And so we meet at last, Matthew. Two lost brothers from the same father. Hammond thinks he can use me like he uses you. But I shall humble the great elephant. What is the value in weakness, I asked you. Did you hear my voice? Did you lust after it? I shall do to you as I will, pathetic creature. But under the great gaze of Maximus, we are...